Welcome to the Blunt Force Gamers Podcast. Before we begin, a few things you should know. We are not politically correct, nor shall we endeavor to be. What you will hear in this podcast can quite possibly be described as horrible foul language. We can and will sound sexist, ageist, racist, sizist, ableist, classist, transphobic, jingoist, or any other ism out there. We speak our minds even if those words are rather vulgar. Seriously. If words hurt you from just hearing them, this podcast is not for you. If you're a gamer who doesn't mind a crude, unapologetic tidal wave of rotten gaming humor, then welcome home and enjoy the show. Holy crap. So we're back with the Blunt Force Gamers, and it's tonight me and Darth Blasphemous. Oh my god, I can't believe I mispronounced that already. And me, your host here, Game Goblin. And we're doing a little short here. We're going to do this every other week. So normally we're going to do the Blunt Force Gamers podcast, which is us getting together in a room and just throwing garbage out on the floor and rooting around through it like you would with an internet meme fest. And Darth Blasphemous, he's going to be taking every other week with the I Digress segment, which is these jackasses totally screwing up my game sessions on a weekly basis. Actually, more like a minutely basis. So what we're going to do is these are going to be, first off, some early recordings, so the audio quality is going to be utter shit. So prepare for your eardrums to be blown out, seriously. But this is early recordings starting back as of last fall when we were starting up the BFG project. And he's taken out some choice cuts in our first few episodes here. So these are him going through, learning the editing process, and picking out the pieces he thinks are funniest. And then reminding me of this horrible past of my game being destroyed. So that's my intro on this one, and I hope you enjoy this and future We Digress digressions. Would you say how are you gonna do it, Darth?
I believe so.
All right,
future digressions. But there's more to We Digress. We're also gonna do a bit of interviews where it's not our regular group for the Blunt Force Gamers podcast itself. Will consist of our many players thereof, but I also plan on bringing in some random guests.
We've already got Fatimus lined up for it. He was supposed to show up last week, but typical of Fatimus, he didn't. And I believe Big Baby Steve wants in on this shit.
Oh yeah. I've also got possibly a couple work friends wanting to come in to talk about gaming and games, and a couple GPs. But yeah,
sweet.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is We Digress, a collection of audio clips taken from our weekly game where we lose the plot and spin off to the random corner of our minds. Join us in our fantastic quests, many, many speed bumps and abrupt stops for our idiocies. Enjoy.
Hey! I paid for a 2-liter, you fucker!
Sorry, I just had the mental image of, like, fucking Grumpy dropping out of the sky and be like, "Drop it, dick memes!" in an avalanche.
We can carry 2 tons of per stuff wagon. Per wagon. Now, mine doesn't carry nearly that much because mine's a living quarters and the lab and all that stuff. But the other wagon can carry 2 tons of crap.
Lots of rope.
Is that 2 imperial tons or 2 metric tons?
Lots.
Well, it doesn't say.
Rope.
Oh, shit tons.
I'm thinking so you would, tell. 4, 5, 6.
Tons with one end or tons
seven,
with two?
7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7.
I can climb well.
700 to 800 feet of rope.
Well, I can climb well.
I have 50 feet of silk rope.
If that helps reduce rope usage, I climb really well.
Well, no, we're going to be using you to climb ahead of us and put the thing in us.
I can see the purpose
pythons.
Of that.
Pythons, he's right. They're pythons.
Pythons. And this
honey's heavy.
And the best part is if these characters die and your next character stumble across your corpse, is that honey will still be edible.
Honey is edible for what? The oldest honey they found is like
out of a fucking pyramid!
Yeah. Like almost 3,000 years old.
Yeah, it was still edible.
That's intense.
It is, right?
And if you put stuff in the
pyramids.
Honey, if you put stuff in the honey, it stays good for decades.
You're good at yelling at sticks of paper?
I've got a plus 12.
That's what use magic devices, goddammit, is yelling at sticks and paper.
I've got a plus 12 in my yell at sticks and paper.
That's what you're doing. You're like, work for me! It worked!
I am a insert class that can use this magic. Foom!
Like, I hear hanging tent, and I'm like, I got wood walls.
I'm sleeping in a car. It's on top of
well, the thing about hanging tent, I can use the Moffle Mountainside if I really felt inclined.
That but was a terrible pun!
I didn't even intend to do that.
Alright, so... That's a spell I need to try and get.
You can't shave ice off of it.
Because then in the summer we can make money by being in a town that has watermelons. I'll freeze the watermelons. We can smash them and sell them as snow cones in the summer.
That, sir, is an awesome idea.
I like this idea.
Oh my god, in Game of Thrones that'd be awesome because since the north is always like super fucking cold and frozen. You just caravan up with a whole bunch of watermelons during the summer season, make sure they freeze, and then fucking ship them down in a boat with a bunch of ice, and then just frozen watermelon, 2 copper a person.
Actually, it'd be probably more than that, because those were pricey.
There's a White Walker in my watermelon!
No refunds.
But if you cast a spell... to create a weapon that was holy in essence, but with the thematics of everything being slime, would that make it a goulash?
Would it be a hedgehog goulash?
Let me whip you with a slime. It's a goulash. Wow. Oh, it'll cost you 3 extra gold if you want to buy goggles for Grumpy, by the way.
I included that in my calculation. I figured it'd be about half, so I actually get, like, 3 gold back.
Okay.
He deserves those glasses. We don't need his buttons going dull.
All right, so
his little button eyes get all glazed over. Help me, I'm blind.
Oh my god, what if his buttons go blue?
No, he's got problems.
What color are they normally? Black.
Well, what would be really fucked up is I thought they were green. If I was such an evil GM to kill all the characters from like freezing to death in the mountains. The next characters get up there and they find like a doll. Guys! Guys! Who dipped me in water and stuck me up here?
It was a cat, wasn't it?
It was a fucking cat.
I wanted to see if it would work. Somehow he still's talking.
It wasn't originally a Jimmy.
So we scurry on.
We continue down the stairways.
Scurry on my way, son. There'll be traps before you are done.
Oh my Bob. God.
Silence, please.
Stop. Eat a dick.
I'd rather not.
It's meant for the Canadian.
Yours is already taken.
Canada.
No, it's Canada now.
Your country's looking worse than ours.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have a feminist prime minister.
Yeah, they just announced we're the first feminist country in the world. How progressive.
We almost made it down the stairs.
We did, I know, right? Can we move on?
Okay, yeah, you move on.
Are there any feminists down there?
I have a favorite enemy on feminists.
You guys just reminded me of the mod I want to make for Skyrim.
Oh, the Anita Sarkeesian one?
Yeah, the Sarkeesian troll. It's a Kraken!
Hold on. You gotta have a Lacey Green goblin to follow her.
No! Lacey Green is not a goblin.
What is she?
Goblins have redeeming value.
Well, it's really hard to program a blobfish.
Would she be like a Falmor? I don't know.
She's gotta be Khajiit then.
Maybe here in a weird place.
Not if they have a rust beast as a pet.
True.
That's what Lacey Green is a rust beast.
What would Undoomed be? You're the perfect. Yeah, either way. Just talking about Lacey Green. We've been off topic. So,
yes.
Oh, this is going to be great. Some other adventurers that are going to be have been stuck down here for a while are going to be on the way out. Go into this random room. Look, we found winter gear. We will freeze to death.
So we get to the top, we found horses. The gods have smiled on us.
So now we know what's happened during every RPG.
We God damn it, the Dovahkiin was going through here again, wasn't he?
Well, I just finished Deep Space Nine, and as usual, I'm just thinking if the Empire was there and the Star Wars universe clashed, we could have this war over with quick. Between the droid armies and...
Nobody gives a fuck about the droid armies. Nobody gives a fuck about the clone armies. They're just disposable.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
Oh, please, you leave Space Jesus alone.
But the question is, which one is Space Jesus?
I don't know. Was it Anakin? Somebody did a spin-off of it. It was like, what if Star Wars was done in noir? And it was the scene where Vader's looking down Obi-Wan and they're arguing over the color of their lightsabers because it's all in black and white.
I hate you.
Why
well,
I didn't do it.
It's still good.
It was actually kind of classic because, like, the chick, she's like, no, the lightsaber's totally blue. The guy's like, oh, okay. And then, like, when he turns around, she stabs him in the back and goes, no, it's red. Ha ha ha. Sith for life.
See, I actually like the, they did a Pokemon noir, where it was basically like Pallet Town was kind of a New York-style city.
Guy goes into the doctor, he goes, doctor, I'm a teepee, I'm a wind bomb, I'm a teepee, I'm a wind bomb. Doctor goes, relax, you're too tense, man.
I did not catch this person's name.
Yeah.
I said it, but I was...
Gentle Fog.
Gentle Fog?
Gentle Fog.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, so he's only one green mana. Gotcha.
Hate you.
Can I ever come up with an NPC name on the fly that's not made fun of? Or should we just start all giving them numbers?
Thank you for making it this far into the Blunt Force Gamers podcast. You're awesome for that. But now for the legal speak. Blunt Force Gamers is not funded or endorsed by any organization. And so the views and opinions expressed are solely our own. Music in this podcast is available on Incompetech.com and is used under the Creative Commons license. If you want royalty-free music for your own production, visit Incompetech.com. The music track in this podcast is Hitman, composed by Kevin MacLeod. To contact us, the Blunt Force Gamers, we can be emailed at bfgamershq@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and see you next week.